the grass won't pay no mind. No, the grass won't pay no mind.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen. And you can email me questions at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N, which is also my Twitter handle, at Bruce Sallan. So the life lesson that we heard at the end of the last segment is, again, arbitrary. We have 52 of them, and we just play them in order and then repeat them at the end of 52. And what has been astonishing to me, much like the spontaneity and the unusual way in which I saw my friend on the television yesterday, is how often the life lessons relate to the topic of the week. And this life lesson was about the importance of a family dinner. And the topic of the week is what happens when dad doesn't talk, in essence, because this is inspired by a true incident, at the family dinner. And this happened at my family dinner. We eat together at least 2, 3, 4 times a week. It depends on our schedule. My older son, of course, is away at college at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. My younger son is a sophomore in high school. My wife has retired and is now a golfer, spending a lot of time golfing. I have joined her on the golf course, and other than a hole-in-one I got a month ago, I am finding it a really frustrating game, but it is fun, and I enjoy doing it with my wife. The other day, in fact, the day of getting the hole-in-one, we were having dinner, the three of us, and I was high as a kite from the extraordinary good luck of getting a hole-in-one after only 270 rounds, about 15 rounds of golf, and only playing 3 months. So the odds evidently are 12,500 to 1, so I beat them considerably at 270 to 1. By getting it so quickly. But as I, of course, know, it was luck. I did hit a good shot, but it was luck. It was also on the hardest par 3 of our course, so the pro was actually mad. He couldn't believe. He'd been golfing his whole life, had never gotten a hole-in-one. After 3 months, I hit a hole-in-one on the toughest par 3 on the – and he just looked at me, and he couldn't contain his anger. It was really actually funny. I mean, he actually turned red. It was very funny. So I was – at the dinner table, I was talking about it with my wife and son. My son could care less, of course. And what had also happened as a result of the energy and the adrenaline that I got from the excitement of the day is I was motivated to write a couple scripts for my comic strip. So I shared with my family, would you like to hear the stories of the that I wrote? And I was particularly proud of them. And I told them very quickly the stories for the comic strip. And I got this blank look. From both of them. I mean, no, that's good, no laughter, just like total disinterest. To which I said something like, well, don't you think those are funny? And my son was basically hadn't really paid attention. My wife was probably still a little upset that I got the hole-in-one when she still hasn't gotten one after 20 years of golf. And my son said, well, you just wanted to talk and we didn't really care. And I said something like, oh, well, if that's the case, then I just won't talk. And then my wife perked up and said, impossible. And my son agreed, oh, yeah, sure, Dad. I said, no, I'll just be quiet. So I studiously avoided speaking for the rest of the meal. And it turned out to be one of those spontaneous experiments that we all can do when something like this presents itself. And for me, it was really interesting. I just sat and ate my meal. And my wife and son looked at each other, wondering when I would break the silence, because they truly believed I could not break the silence. But it wasn't that difficult. It was actually kind of refreshing. I was a little hurt that neither one was excited about my hole-in-one. My wife had been very nice the day it happened, which was that day on the course itself. She didn't believe it when the ball headed towards the hole. I said, wow, do you think that could have gone in? And she gave me a look of like, yeah, sure. And we were still debating the possibility when a greensman drove up who happened to have been right by the green and saw it bounce and roll in the hole. So I ended up with two witnesses. You only need one for it to be something that's verified at most clubs. So I had double proof. He did ironically take away that shock and surprise of walking up to the hole and where's my ball and looking and finding it in the cup. But I'll take it because the way he described it and the look on his face, especially the look of my wife's face when she's still going, oh, come on, you didn't get a hole in one. And then he goes up. Oh, yeah, he sure did. And the irony, of course, was that he had just moved the pin placement to what turned out to be a very hard place. But again, it was just a lucky shot. So I kept quiet. And I was stewing a little bit and pouting a little bit, as I am wont to do. And then I just wanted to say, well, what will my wife and son talk about if I'm not motivating the conversation, given that I am, you know, the sort of alpha male of the family? And my wife is much quieter in general, though a very powerful presence. Do not be misled by the fact that I talk a lot. She is definitely in charge, most certainly in charge of the home. So my wife says to my son, so how was school today? What happened at school today? And of course, there's only one answer most teenagers have, and that's nothing. And in fact, that's what he said, nothing. I've tried to make light of that. Oh, you mean you didn't go to class today? You mean you didn't eat lunch? You didn't talk to a friend? You did nothing? You just sat and vegetated and meditated for 6.5 hours? I've tried that. Of course, none of that works. And my wife didn't try that. She just said, oh, okay. And then there was virtual silence for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, until we actually all finished our meal and got up to do, in the case of our home, I do the dishes, and my son does the cleanup around the kitchen. My wife makes the meal, and our split of chores is that. I do the dishes. My older son used to do the dishes, but now I do the dishes, and Aaron, my younger son, sweeps up and wipes the tabletops and puts away anything that needs putting away as far as leftover food. So, and nobody made any comment about the fact that I had actually honored my commitment that they thought was impossible to be quiet. It was just darn interesting. So I wrote a column, What Happens When Dad Doesn't Talk, about this experience. And I'm really asking you the question, who is the dominant talker in your household? What happens if that dominant talker doesn't talk? How often is it dad or mom? And is it the kids? And will the kids, if they're allowed to, just play on their phone in between eating bitefuls of dinner? We don't allow that at the dinner table. We don't watch TV at the dinner table, except on the rare occasion that a major event is going on, like right now the World Series is going on. So we might watch it, although usually I'll just tape it and see it a little bit later. Notice how I still use the word tape. Does anybody even know what tape is? So it was a very interesting experiment. I felt vindicated, but I don't think anybody cared. In fact, maybe they would prefer that I stay silent, but I'm not quite sure. So I'd love to hear what you might have to say about this. You can email or tweet me. Email me at bruce@brucesalen.com or tweet at Bruce Salen. And by the way, the new vlog this week is about rollerblading in Venice, California. I had a really fun day at the beach on a sunny day this past summer, and you can see all the people I encountered and what I saw with my helmet cam, my GoPro helmet camera. We will be back, God willing, with Pastor Drew Sams. I'm looking at the phones, and it's lit up just now. So we'll be back with Pastor Drew after these messages.
A little whip pup because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind, it covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around.